It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Adele Justice, Farron Mayer, and it's getting really close to time for Peach Days out in Farron. Lots of great things going on the 6th through the 9th out there. And we've got bike rides and dessert contests and music and golf tournaments. We're going to talk about all of these things with Mayor Justice. Adele, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's just start off with talking about Peach Days. We've talked about it before, and we're going to throw Brigham City out of the equation. And it's the longest running celebration in the state of Utah, correct? Is that what we're going to say?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
And I guess we'll just fight anybody from Brigham City.
We will. We love Peach Days in Farron, and we've been doing it for so many years, we've lost count. So it's a great opportunity for families to get together and for kids to come home and see their families. And we just love having a fun time.
Well, doing it for so many years that you've lost count means that it's been a while.
Yeah, more than what I've been here. How's that?
Well, maybe longer than you and I have been alive. Let's just be honest.
Combined, yeah.
All right, so everything's going to get started on Wednesday, September 6th. And that evening, you guys always do a really fun, you do a bike ride and then a giveaway. So let's talk about that really quick.
Yeah, so that's actually one of our most popular events for the kids. We meet at the Mayor's Park, and we have three different rides that people can take their bike on. When everybody gets back from the bike ride, then we give away probably around 10 or 12 bikes. So it is just fun, and we always have a great turnout and a lot of fun. Families can ride bikes together, or you can go off on your own bike ride. But it's just a great time to get together and ride together and win a bike.
Just a little something for everybody when it comes to that bike ride that night.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and that's just one of those things, just ride up and we're going to divide up and you can just go. You don't have to register or anything like that, right?
No registration when you get there. You can grab a ticket and put your name in the barrel for a prize, because we also do some prize drawings as well as the bike drawings. And find the location of your ride and then get ready to go when we hit the timer.
All right. And that one starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday there, like you said, at the Mayor's Park. Then on Thursday night, starting again at 6 at the Mayor's Park, a Sidewalk Picasso. I'm guessing, is this an art contest or is it just come out and have fun?
Absolutely. So the kids can come out and draw on the sidewalks with chalk, and we give prizes away for the drawings. And then we also have our dessert contest, which is popular every year as well. This year, I'm not sure exactly what the categories are going to be, but that information will be out soon. You can make a dessert, bring it down, and we'll have plenty to share with everybody while the kids are decorating the sidewalk.
And I would assume that that dessert has to include peaches, right?
Generally, if it includes peaches, it's going to be a winner.
You're going to get a leg up.
Yeah.
Little bit of a piece of advice there. So that's going on Thursday. And then Friday at the Mayor's Park, we've got Music in the Park that starts at 5:30. And then the dinner that starts at 6 p.m. What's going to go on with that and the game show at 7?
So we're having a pulled pork dinner this year. Councilmember Richmond and his family have worked hard on this, and they do a fantastic job of serving and having great food for us. It's free dinner for our Farron citizens, so there's no charge. We just love you to come out and have dinner with us. Right as soon as we're finished with dinner, Councilmember Mead has prepared a game show. We did this for the first time last year, and it was a lot of fun. And so tonight we're going to move it up to our dinner venue. And as soon as we're done with dinner, we're going to give away some really great prizes.
All right, but don't stay out and have too much fun Friday night, because things get started bright and early Saturday morning at 6:30 with that fun run.
They do. So we're doing our annual fun run, which is generally a fundraiser. And you can get information about the location and the sign-ups for that fun run if you contact the City Hall. It'll start at 6:30 and should end up right about 7:30, just in time for people to go over to the Field of Flags.
And we have talked, that leads right into that. We've talked about that in the past, and will be held at the Church on the Hill there, the big Field of Flags. That's at 7:30. This is one of your favorites, isn't it?
It really is. I have loved this event from its beginning, and we have about 400 or so flags that we put up in the park there. They do a little sunrise service and a 21-gun salute at 7:30. And some years it's a little bit nippy out, so bring your jacket and your blanket if you want. But don't miss it, because it is just a wonderful patriotic program. It's short and sweet, and it really sets the tone, especially with 9/11 right around the corner. It is just a really awe-inspiring time. The flags will be up all week, and we have them lit up at night. So if you can't make the sunrise ceremony, you can certainly come and just walk through the flags in the evening. And it's just, like I say, awe-inspiring, super great activity for anybody to come and do. Just enjoy those flags and what they mean to us.
And it really and truly is. Then also there is a golf tournament out at the Millsite course, a four-person scramble, $5 each person, plus your green fees and your golf cart fee. If you want to register for that, you need to call out to the golf course. But we need to take a step back, because it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning at the fire station. We're going to have breakfast.
We do have breakfast. We have a great fire crew that loves cooking breakfast for everybody. They've done this every year for as long as I remember. And it's just a great time. We love having people just jot on down there, go to the flag ceremony, run down, get your pancakes, and then head on up to the parade route.
And once again, the parade starts at 10 o'clock. The car show goes from 10 until 3, also on Saturday. And then just a fun day the rest of the day, starting at 11. And I'll kind of let you run it down before we get out of here on Saturday there at the Fairgrounds Park. What all are we going to have going on?
So down at Fun Day, we've actually changed the location for our Fun Day this year. It will be down at the Fairgrounds Park. We're going to try and keep all of our events in that central location. So it will be moved to Fairgrounds Park. We'll have bounce houses and cornhole and fun things like that going on for the kids to do. We'll have vendors down at that park as well. This year, one change is we are not giving out the free hot dogs on Fun Day. And out of respect for our vendors and those that will be providing food at a cost, we decided not to do the free hot dogs in that particular venue. So that will be a change up for Fun Day, but it will still be the bounce houses and the games and just fun there. We'll also have going on at the same time some music in the park and our horse races that start at 1 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock, we'll have the Hypno Hick. You can enjoy getting hypnotized if you like, or just enjoy the show with him. And that will lead right into some more music in the park, street dance. And we will finish off the night with our firework display.
All right. So once again, lots of fun things getting ready to go on out there in Farron for Peach Days, September 6th through the 9th. If anybody has any questions or anything like that, they can go to the Farron City website. Can they just give the town center a call there?
Absolutely. So you can find forms, vendor forms, parade forms, or whatever you need on our website, farroncity.org. You can call the city office and get information from the office, and they can direct you also in the right.
All right. So once again, get ready. Farron Peach Days coming up September 6th through the 9th. That's a Wednesday through Saturday. Mayor Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it. I appreciate our talks. I enjoy the time when you make available to just come on and let everybody know what's going on out there. So we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you helping us get that word out.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.